News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, the House of Representatives have overwhelmingly approved a bill demanding that the Justice Department release all files related to its investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. And David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, joins us. David, is this now the green light and we'll see all these files released, or are there more hoops, I suppose, to jump through?
It's only looking that way because not only did we have that very convincing vote in the House of Representatives with just one person opposed, that was Congressman Clay Higgins, citing privacy reasons. But since then, we've heard that the Senate has basically passed this bill by unanimous consent. They don't really even need to have a debate or have a big procedural vote on it. There's now nothing really to stop it going to Donald Trump's desk and for him to sign it. Perhaps there may be one or two obstacles. Perhaps the Justice Department will find some objection on the basis of investigations that are going on. But right now, it really feels the momentum is all in favour of releasing these files as soon as possible.
And can we foresee what kind of impact that will have politically now?
I think it probably all depends on what's in the files. Right now, Donald Trump's best case scenario is that after all this hype and expectation, it turns out maybe it's not that damning in what it says about him. And indeed, even some of his critics, such as Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, now has said that, you know, the victims she has spoken to have not accused Trump of wrongdoing. Even better for Trump, possibly, if it names Bill Clinton and many, many Democrats, and just gives him an opportunity to perhaps muddy the waters and try and spin this around and say, look, I promised you these files and now I have delivered them. But obviously, on the other end of the spectrum, what if there is something very damaging here about Trump or his allies that could really shake the faith of his Make America Great Again base, not least because, 10 years ago, when Trump rose politically, a really crucial part of it was all these conspiracy theories like QAnon and Pizzagate and Epstein.
And he was going to drain the swamp of that. Do we believe that President Trump knows what's in the Epstein files?
Well, certainly there's been reports that he was told by Attorney General Pam Bondi that he was in the files, but it's not really clear whether he's been given a full rundown and told all the details. I think in normal times, a president probably would not, because the Justice Department is independent and the Attorney General would be quite protective. In this Trump era, so many norms and barriers have been broken down. He has been ordering the Justice Department, for example, to investigate his opponents. It's hard to see the department refusing his requests.
It's funny you mentioned the norms that have changed. President Trump addressed a female journalist as Piggy, Quiet Piggy. Has that had much traction in the US? There's quite a lot of disgust on this side of the Atlantic about it.
It was a slow burner. It happened on Friday, and at first nobody seemed to notice. And then 48 hours or more later, it did take off as a story and was condemned by leading journalists and others, and then perhaps further compounded when on Tuesday Trump had the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia in the Oval Office and again berated a journalist, again a female journalist, saying that she was embarrassing their guest by raising the issue of the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist some years ago, and criticising her network, ABC. Sadly, there are others who observe, none of this surprises us about Trump, who has insulted women over their looks in the past, and has certainly been no great champion of press freedom or human rights.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. Thank you very much for talking to us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.